And now joining us by phone is Larry Weber. Larry, where in the world do we find you?
I am in North Central New Mexico, not too far from the city of Santa Fe in the forest of the San Diego de Cristo Mountains. They're absolutely beautiful. They are all covered where we are. They're all covered with juniper and pinyon pine. It's dry country. I have cactus right around my feet right now. And it's warm. Last night got a little bit cool in the desert country. It tends to do that, get cool at night, but warm in the day. Warmest temperature we've seen so far has been 70, but I think today's going to get warmer than that. Yes, we came down here by way of crossing the prairie country, and we stopped off. We left the snow and ice of Minnesota, and it stretched quite a ways into Iowa, and we even camped out two nights while it was snowing in Iowa and Nebraska. And then we went to central Nebraska to see the flight of the sandhill cranes, and I think everybody has got to do that sometime. It is such a fascinating experience. Here are these birds that are over 40 inches, over 3 inches. They winter at several different places in the south, but as they fly north, they all congregate in the region of the Platte River in central Nebraska. The Platte River is flat and very wide, lots of gravel bars. Therefore, they can go out on those gravel bars, and they can roost in safety. And then, meanwhile, in the daytime, they get out in the fields of the cornfields, and they pick the corn that got missed by the picking of the last fall. And so they find plenty of food. So they rest, and they feed, and they also do what's called staging. They get out in these open places, and they do their dances and so forth. And you don't, you know, the numbers are so immense that you don't even need to get out of the car to see them. You can just drive by, and you can see them. But to really get a handle on it, it's best to spend some time looking. We had the opportunity of going in a blind that sits a little building that sits right out on the edge of the river. And we watch them coming in for the evening to roost. And, it's such a fascinating thing. And these birds are not silent either. They're very loud, very vocal. These are what's called the lesser sandhill cranes. What nest in Minnesota and Wisconsin, for the most part, are the greater sandhill cranes. So I really don't think that we're seeing the migrants of the ones to go there. Well, they're not alone. They migrate with a bunch of other birds. Also, almost equal in numbers is the snow geese. Snow geese flocks were just immense. And many times the snow geese would just be sitting right out in the fields, and we had more than one opportunity of seeing what almost looked like a big patch of snow out in the field. And when we got to take a closer look at it, it was a flock of hundreds of snow geese. And then there are many other kinds of waterfowl. I found about a dozen other kinds of waterfowl that are mixed in with this as they migrate north as well. And then a large number of songbirds. One of my goals every spring is to hear the song of a lot of these birds that they show up in Minnesota, but if you lose your patience, you have to go a little bit south to hear them singing. But in the past week, I heard songs of mourning dove and robin and red-winged blackbird, which is one I always really crave to hear, grackles, cardinals, juncals, song sparrows, and then if that's not enough, the western meadowlark. Now, western meadowlarks will show up in northern Minnesota, but for the most part, any meadowlarks we have, and we don't seem to have a lot of them, are the eastern meadowlark. This is its cousin. That happened with a few other cases as well. Right here in the camping area where I am now, I've seen several cousins of the blue jay. The blue jay, very common, very well known in northern Minnesota. Well, its cousins in this area are the stellar jay, the western scrub jay, and the pinion jay, all of which I saw yesterday. In addition to that, this is a really interesting one. We know so much about we see so often the common raven in northern Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a cousin in the south, along in the prairie country in the south here, called the Chihuahuan raven. Often called the white-neck raven, and I saw those yesterday as well. Black-billed magpies, spotted towhees, which is a cousin of the towhee that we have in northern Minnesota, Bandeer's thrasher, which is a cousin of the brown thrasher. So we see there is quite a connection between the two. Cactus grow around here, some of which are just starting to come in bloom. the wildflowers that we were hoping to see in large numbers to be seeing those soon, too. And yesterday, I saw the first butterfly of the season. Now, I've been trying to follow the weather from back in the Duluth Weather Service, and it looks like that the warmest day of the whole month happened yesterday, but it also looks like there may be a little change in the weather. If you look at the statistics, it looks like March is going to end up, tomorrow's last day of March, it looks like March is going to end up with a month that has a temperature of below normal and a precipitation above normal and snowfall considerably above normal. So, spring in northern Minnesota is happening, but as I say, it's definitely happening a little bit faster here.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
And I don't know where I'll be speaking to you from next week.
So, it'll be a mystery.
Have a beautiful week.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us by phone, no matter where he might find himself, every Saturday morning right around 9:30. He is a retired science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He writes a weekly phonology column for local newspapers. He presents updates on two radio stations, and he's a regular contributor to the Minnesota Conservation Volunteer. Lives with his wife on an old farm in Carlton County. Larry Weber.